hide your kids, hide your tech, hide your metahumans, because DeVoe's out here killing everybody. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, I saw that out of the corner of my eye.
I love all these like this.
Yeah. I vibe with it. I vibe with it. What is up, guys? We're back to the full panel for another week of The Flash. Therefore, she is. I am Drew Jones, and as always, I am here with my lovely panel. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Both said hi at the same time. Okay.
Jinx.
New on this
got Chauncey and Zach here and in the chat.
Yes.
So make sure to keep talking to us. What did you guys think of this episode?
There's a lot going on. A lot. We finally got some backstory. Y'all, we're going to have to talk a little bit about some Infinity War spoilerish because I got some references from this episode that I feel like, I just have to say. Yeah. But, overall, it was a lot going on. We actually got some answers. I'm not totally sure I'm completely satisfied with some of the answers. I don't know. So
I concur, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, coming from last week's episode, it's good. It's cool that we got a lot of these answers. I enjoyed the exposition of things, but it's just one of those episodes.
You know, just one.
Where we have like two left, three left. It's gonna about to ramp up a lot. Which I'm okay with it being what it was.
Yeah, tonight. I feel like this was a good foundation for the final few
there
episodes,
you go. That's
and
a great
we needed
way to
it.
It.
We finally got a real, I mean, we've gotten little flashbacks of DeVoe and Marlies, but we finally got, like, the real backstory on them. Let's dive into that.
Oh, man, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, they were very much a toxic couple.
From the get-go.
She kind of, Marlies dug him because he sort of, you know, insulted
her, right? Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, she played it off. And, I mean, it was so typical. Like, she played it off like, you challenged me. But really, in the end, he was an a-hole.
Yeah.
Right? And it was just like, she was attracted to that or whatever, which is, you know, typical in certain regards.
I saw something completely different. I mean, yes, I saw all of that. But what I was looking at, I guess, it was completely different. I mean, I was looking at the romantic love aspect of their story and how, like, it has drastically fallen from the grace of God, I guess. I don't know.
I think there were telltale signs that he had some abuse.
I guess I'm just blinded by
I don't even know if it was, I don't want to call it abusive tendencies, but I want to say there were some telltale signs of his mannerisms that showed that he would be somewhat controlling and that he would be a little bit emotionally manipulative.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. He was very undermining from the get-go. And I don't know why this is not a cute. Don't do that. It's not cute. Like, he starts it from the get-go, undermining her. And, like, she she's probably not used to people coming at her like that. So she, you know, chooses to go one of two ways. You either tell them, you know, go play in traffic, or you, like, think it's cute. And she apparently thought it was cute until she, you know, they start getting to know each other. And he, even, like, when he takes her cell phone, like, when they're on the picnic, I'm like, okay, chill a little bit. Like,
yeah, it's like, let her answer her phone.
She's important. Like, she has things to do. It's not just you.
I thought she was like, oh, no. He took the phone.
She picked it up and she's sorry. Yeah, and then he took it out of her hands.
You're right.
And then we see she comes across his, like, what is it? Manifestation or whatever?
His manifesto.
Manifesto. There we go. Thank you.
That was a little creepy. It ramped up real fast.
It was real mass shooter-esque. Like, it really freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, it was interesting. And I thought, I dug what they did with the costumes. But they didn't want to get, like, an old-timey feel.
Yes. No, yes.
With those glasses. I'm like, what year is this?
I wasn't sure whether they were trying to do the whole, like, well, we're not going to replace the actors with younger versions of themselves, but we'll just, like, clean-shaven them and make them look young to, like, make it seem like they were younger. But it was kind of, like, modern day age, right?
Yeah, it was only 8 years ago. Like, that's the episode. It opens up 8 years ago. So it was really like 2001.
Yeah.
So
but they definitely had that like sepia filter too.
Yeah, I was
it
like,
seemed old school.
Like 1940s?
I didn't mind clothing. It. I liked it.
I mean, it was nice.
Yeah. I also always thought that their vibe, like in the costumes that were chosen for them and everything, was very like showing the roles of like the man and the woman in the relationship, because the 50s were a little bit more like women are home and they do this and men do this.
Yeah, she had that dress last week.
Yeah, and I feel like she, it kind of was like another way that the show showed us that how like their relationship is in comparison to like Iris and Barry, who are a little bit more forward thinking and a little bit more, you know, equal.
Totally equal. Which is interesting because I know in the beginning of the season when we were seeing, you know, Marlies and DeVoe's relationship, we were kind of saying that there was some, there was like a parallel with, you know, or even an overlap with West Allen. You know, we were seeing these, we thought, well, what we thought was like both these epic love stories, but just one on like the darker side. And then by looking at this backstory, I'm like, this was not an epic love story from the jump. It just seems like she kind of fell for this guy that, you know, was a little bit more of an alpha or whatever, and it went left real quick. So,
well, she had the smarts to get out of it.
Yeah,
as soon as she found that,
the first
she was
time
just
around,
like,
yeah,
"Ooh, I'm gone."
But
and then the thing happened with the water filter. Yeah, it was just, I mean, yeah, there were some definite telltale signs that he was not on the up.
And he definitely played on her trauma like a lot.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm nothing without you." If someone tells you stuff like that, that's not. You know, like, it's kind of, it's very emotionally manipulative.
Yeah, red flag.
Yeah.
You know what is not a red flag, though?
Red flag.
You know what's not a red flag?
Is whether you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life. For those of you who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. It's from health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Flash Panel, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
So this relationship was this episode was heavily focused on the relationships of the show. One that hasn't been getting that much love was Gypsy and Cisco, but we got to kind of see
the ending of it.
Yikes. Mm. I'm sad a little bit. I'm a little sad, but what did you guys think of the whole plot line for them?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Cisco kind of went the same way of DeVoe, of like, I'm nothing without you kind of deal. He's like, I want more. I want you all. And he isn't getting it. Because... No? You don't see a kind of a correlation?
I think it's a little... I think intentions are different. And I think
Because
I don't think Cisco's being manipulative.
No, he's not in that. Yeah. And he's not being manipulative in the sense.
Because I think he's saying... I think Cisco's whole thing was like, I don't think that me being your partner is going to be the answer to everything. Whereas DeVoe was like, I just come over here. Like, it's about me. It's not about you.
Yeah. I didn't get the sense that, that it was, because with DeVoe, I felt like there was some, you know, emotional manipulation going on there, in the sense of he clearly had some very extreme thoughts and they were outside of Marlies, and he was trying to force Marlies to be in that with him.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of control methods. I think with Cisco, it wasn't necessarily control methods. I think it was more of a mutual thing of miscommunication with the two of them. Her wanting, you know, kind of this... I mean, I was kind of confused towards the end of that, but it seemed like in the beginning when they finally had the conversation, it was like, I'm good with what we have right now. Like, I actually don't want us to, like, live with each other. Yeah. I'm good with kind of coming to see you occasionally. Like, I like this being open because I want to leave myself open. And then with Cisco, he's like, well, I want a consistent girl. But, like, he's basically saying, I don't want to do long distance anymore.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that was necessarily DeVoe-like. I think it was just more like... a relationship, very much a relationship thing. Where
he's
it's
pleading
just like,
his love in the right way. Where DeVoe didn't. I said that wrong. I wasn't saying like he was like DeVoe, but like they're both pleading their love, and one did it the right way, one did it the other way.
I don't even think DeVoe necessarily loves Marlies. I think he loves what Marlies can do for the Enlightenment or do for him. I think it's more about her talents.
Yeah, towards the end, that's what we really got out of that.
It being about her.
I think it sort of leaned towards that. I do. I mean, I think in his own way, he loves her.
Yeah. I actually am not really surprised that the Gypsy and Cisco thing didn't last. I never saw it being in game.
Yeah, a lot of the chat's talking about that. They're just like, we saw it coming. Like,
yeah. She's very like, you know, march to the beat of her own drum, does her own thing. I just don't really see her being someone who's ready to be tied down. And even like watching their back and forth banter throughout the seasons, like she's just.
They never really seemed like a couple.
Yeah.
They were just kind of like back and forth banter. And then, like, we'll kiss. And then I got a breach. Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gypsy wanted a different kind of relationship. I don't think, you know, some people, I mean, it depends. Like, I mean, we have kind of this binary way that we think of relationships at times where it's like what Cisco has, that's considered more committed because he wants her right there. But there are plenty of couples who, like, live in different states for years, different countries, you know, and they're totally fine because they're committed to each other. It seems like Cisco wants a different type of relationship. I don't even know if it's, like, more committed, if just, like, a different different logistics, you know, and he couldn't handle that. And it's a little weird because, I mean, I think – like what you all are saying about Gypsy, like that makes sense to me. With Cisco, I'm kind of wondering, I mean, but then again, we haven't seen him in relationships before. I mean, maybe he is the clingy type because it's like, it seemed like it kind of came out of nowhere.
I kind of feel like he wants the emotional support that Iris provides for, like, for Barry, like, because Iris is always right there, you know, to go through these big things. And they're constantly day to day going through these huge things. So I feel like he can't go to Gypsy and, like, get an immediate response or even like a semi immediate response because she's doing her own stuff. And like, if they're not playing for the same team, like if they're both doing their own things, it's kind of hard for them to like line up and communicate.
Yeah.
Cause we've seen like, you know, whenever she's been brought up, it's like, oh, when's the last time you talked to her? Oh, it's like, you know, it's not like, oh, just last night. It's just like, oh, we talk when we can.
Yeah, like we know, like I think Zach had noticed that Cisco had a lot of those boxes, those message boxes.
There's like five of them in the drawer or something.
Which is like the equivalent of like snail mail, sort of like getting letters or whatever. And I mean, I will say with one thing, there was one thing that was slightly to me a little bit, not manipulative, but not the healthiest thing with Cisco, where he was like, I don't want to take the job, but I want us to be together or whatever. So it's like, was he asking her, like, do you want me to move over there?
Or yeah, he wasn't proposing any kind of solution. Yeah, he was just saying what he wanted, but then also not saying what would be best for her.
Exactly, because the first thing, you know, Gypsy said, Cynthia said was, well, I'm not going to pack up my life and what I do. He's like, well, I'm not asking you to do that. But then what are you asking her to do?
Yeah.
Because you're not leaving Team Flash anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, like he kind of put her in a weird position where she was like, well, I'm good with what we have. You want more of me. But if I'm the one you want, then wouldn't you want me in any kind of capacity? So it's like, but it seems like Cisco wants like the idea of the girlfriend of someone who's there. So if that's the case, then he doesn't love her enough.
I just really hope that this isn't the writers opening up a path for like Cisco and Caitlyn or something.
Always warding off any kind of Caitlyn romance.
No,
they squashed that already though.
I want Caitlyn to have a good romance, but I just think that her plot, like her thing with Killer Frost should be, she had relationship issues like for the most part of this show.
Right.
So I like that this season.
Yeah, everyone kept dying on her.
Yeah, I like this season it's about her. And so I just want her to do her thing for
a
minute.
Well, she's also kind of gone. I mean, obviously in this episode, it looked like she went off the deep end a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think Cisco wants any, should have any sort of, she needs to get her stuff together again.
Yeah.
So
she's got a lot of self-reflecting to do.
Yeah. It's, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. But
she put Gypsy in danger.
She did.
Pretty much. I mean, because
jumping in,
I'm bringing her back. And you're going to get Gypsy killed at the, like, why are you 180? Like, it's so weird in those cases. Like, there are times when they have made Caitlyn very selfless. And then there are times when she gets, like, all
very desperate and sporadic.
For the sake of, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's just for the sake of the plot.
It is.
Like, that they're just switching her up. And it's like the whole thing she said to, you know, Iris, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I will. Really? So all of a sudden it's I? There's no I in team, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Aren't we team Flash?
And it's just like, it's this,
definitely an I in team Caitlin.
And we've talked about, I know what you're
saying, though. What? But it's funny because you said there's no I in team Caitlin, but Caitlin has an I in Caitlin.
I said there's no I in team, comma, Caitlin. Oh,
I felt the comma. I felt it. Not.
Thank you, sir. Grammar Nazi.
There's no grammar there. But hey, did you realize Harry said that first before Caitlin, but she heard him say that.
What?
Like, he's like, Caitlin was like, no, we'll help you fix this. He goes, no, I will.
Oh.
Yeah, to the being dumb.
And that's the thing, too. Like, randomly people forget. I mean, it kind of makes sense with Harry.
Yeah.
But, like, for Caitlin to now be like, you know.
It doesn't fit her character profile.
Yeah. I mean, she has gone off at times, been like, I'm, you know, Frost, so I can't be around you guys. I got to go with Solo. But even in this case, it came out of nowhere again.
Yeah, and it still kind of feels very forced, the connection with her. Like, I like that her and Killer Frost are getting along, but it was so quick that they suddenly are getting along, and then now she wants her back. Like, it was very, like, rushed, and so, like...
Well, that's why I said, like, the death didn't really feel... I wasn't... Like, I cared about it, but it wasn't so impactful. Like, not the death, but, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago when we lost her, it wasn't so impactful.
Yeah.
It was just so rushed. It was like, oh, now you care for her. What should we care for
her? Wait, we like her now? Well?
Like, yeah. They dictate, like, how we should feel, and that's... It's too rushed.
Yeah. Speaking of how we feel, how do we feel about Harry? He has finally had to, you know, admit that he is losing it.
Yeah. I feel sad for Harry. Although I thought to myself that if he did lose his brains, he's like, who would I be? And I'm like, you'd be Harris H. Wells. What would we call him?
Just passed away, that died. HR. Yeah. HR.
I'm like, you'd be HR.
The goofy
like,
guy.
HR wasn't smart, and that's what Harry would be. Harry would basically become HR.
Harry's very angry, though, so I don't think it'd be
He'd be a little bit more of a grumpy HR.
He'd just be dumb and angry.
But, I mean, once again, that right there showed, like, HR was very useful to the team once he was able to utilize, you know, who he was. So it's not like he'd be useless, but I felt bad for Harry, although I thought he brought it on to himself. You know, with the whole thing with the thinking cap, so.
I'm glad that he just came out finally and said something. I didn't want them to keep, like, keeping the secret from the team at all. It was like, finally, good, you're saying it. And it was in the beginning of the episode, too. I didn't want that to be stretched
out. I love that we finally figure out how Cecile's powers are going to be useful. And it's basically that she is.
Totally out of left field. Not what we were expecting.
Not what I've been predicting, fine. But.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, it still could happen.
I still hold on to that prediction. Yeah.
But which prediction?
That she's going to be able to hear all of the
other
metas in Devo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're going to
maybe
come back around.
I'd like that.
But I love Cecile and Harry's friendship.
I do, too. I ship that friendship. I really do. I thought they have just... The actors have such a cool dynamic with each other, and it plays off really well on screen. It's very natural. And, it was... Because I know when they first became that friendship, we were all wondering, like, this is out of nowhere. But I guess eventually that was set up so this could happen.
Yeah.
So he could confide in her and she could hear his thoughts as they left him. So that was a nice tie-up to the reasoning of that friendship.
Yeah, because at first I was like, when he was saying, you know, I did this to myself, so I have to be the one to reverse it, I was like...
How are you going to do that?
How are you going to do that? You can't. Like, what? But then now that she's, you know, a part of it, I'm like, okay, cool. I think obviously he's going to be good to go. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, and you know what I didn't understand? Were they saying, like, in the beginning, Harry was like, you know, there's a ticking time clock and I'm no use to anyone like this. And then they kind of pause. Was it kind of this idea of them saying, we don't have time to try to fix you? Or because of DeVoe?
I feel like he was hinting that they didn't have time to fix him. And so he was just like, I'm...
Focus on the task.
Yeah, I'm not what you guys need to worry about.
Mm. But a baby shower is important.
Right? Awesome. It was like, I don't know.
They couldn't go to the wedding for Ray. And
that's like on a different Earth, Leo. Though, Zach.
Oh, so, but they could go to Earth 19?
You know, I don't know.
Did you catch what happened in Earth 19?
I did. I peeped it. I peeped it.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Wait, what?
When they breached the Earth 19, what did you peep?
Oh, no. I don't know what I peeped. What did you peep?
Oh, as soon as they breached and they were going through the CCPD version of whatever it is.
The agency.
We got to see Flash 19, Earth 19, because he has purple lightning. So he went up the stairs really quickly. Unless that's who we saw at the end of the episode, which I had could be possible.
No, I didn't peep that.
Oh, yeah. Go back and check it out. There's a
purple
lightning. Because he had purple lightning prior whenever we saw him, right? And I think everyone was like, why does he have purple lightning? Was I just imagining that in my head? Chat, can anyone help me out with this,
please? I'm trying to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to think about it too hard, though. Because we got to think about...
Go for it.
Enlightenment. We finally know. Finally get to
know what it is. Finally. Jeez.
Finally get it. After episode after episode of being like, what is going to happen? Like, what is this enlightenment? We finally, finally know what it is. What do you guys think of this plan?
I felt like it was very... And if no one wants to know any Infinity War spoilers, I thought it was very Thanos-y.
For sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of Thanos kind of... This whole idea of, like, regulating the world. Like, we know, like, DeVoe's thing is the world, humans can't take care of themselves. We saw with the beginning debate that he had with Marlies, which was this ongoing debate, was that technology in man's hand will always be menacing because that's what man will always do. So it's kind of like this idea that men are inherently... prone to be evil, prone to hurt each other. So now he wants to control man to be the basic, very infant-like, so that he can control them and basically self-regulate humanity.
Yeah.
And the Thanos thing is very similar to that. I actually saw someone online mention that, like, DeVoe may be the DC version of the DC versus version of Thanos. But I will say... that the whole idea of overpopulation, just like an Infinity War type thing or whatever, is a myth. Like, that's not true. Like, there's not some finite, like, there's enough food and resources for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, I mean, it's more sexy and sensationalized to make it so that that myth keeps going so these villains can come up and do it, but it's not actually a thing. But, I don't know. I wasn't really, like, turned on by this whole idea of turning everyone into infants.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you've been building it up, building, and we're like, okay, this is about to be crazy. And he's like, make everyone dumb babies. And you're like, oh.
Big letdown.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so you basically just want to control everyone like toddlers.
Yeah.
And not even anymore. Like, initially he wanted to reteach people, but now we're seeing through Marlies, like, he just wants to rule. It kind of defeats the whole plan, like the plan of what he was originally wanting to go for.
Yeah, now you're trying to go for like daddy daycare. You're just trying to.
They're not going to be dumb. They're not going to be like babies. They're going to be like what Harry is. They're just going to not be able to think so fast or not to be able to, think 2 + 2 = 4. They're literally going to have to be like retaught everything, and he wants to reteach them in a way that, like, hey, we shouldn't rely on technology in such a way. Like, basic human needs, and we'll do it this way.
I'm not feeling it.
Which, I know. It's really dumb.
Which also is weird because it's like if his whole premise is this idea that men are inherently prone to hurt each other because of technology, is his plan then to reteach everyone, take out technology so we're back in like the Middle Ages so that they don't learn? But if you allow, if they get taught, then they're eventually going to begin to think.
They're gonna relearn again, exactly.
Yeah. So it's like, wouldn't it just be a vicious cycle that eventually they would start creating things to make their jobs easier, to just like regular technology happens, which are modern inventions. So what's your end game here? If not to constantly just be around lobotomized, you know,
it's not much of an end game because he's also like he can't live forever now. Like he doesn't have immortality. He's still a middle-aged man.
Yeah,
what, 20, 30 years of teaching people, if that.
Yeah, it just seems like a limited for a very smart man. It doesn't seem like a very smart enlightenment.
Well, he became everything that he wanted.
Well, is he middle-aged now technically because he's in Ralph's body, or is his body now? Aged as Ralph, so he's old.
I mean, it's like early 40s.
It's not a huge difference, but, you know. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm not in love with this evil plan. It's not my favorite. I'm a little disappointed because we've been waiting.
It's not so evil.
Yeah. It's just kind of like,
It's just like, hey, Harry did it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's very, I was like, oh, okay. Like, the premise of, you know, men are inherently, you know, prone to that. I mean, that's a great debate. You know, we can get philosophical with it or whatnot. But just the idea that his end game is this idea of making everyone kind of infant-like, it just seems like it would turn into a vicious cycle of people eventually learning again. And like we all say, like, he's going to die. So who's going to be left with, you know, like...
teaching the rest of humanity. Like, his plan isn't all the way thought out.
Yeah, and since he hates technology, will he also step back from technology once this whole plan goes through? Or is he going Maybe. To continue using what's, technology?
What's the definition of technology for him? Pencil was a technology at one point.
That's very true.
What, are you not going to, like, hey, use a stick to write in the sand or something? I mean, it's kind of flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very...
I think he just doesn't have enough Instagram and Twitter followers. That's
oh, he's butthurt.
That's why he wants. He's hates tired technology. Of these
Insta models.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I lost my thought. Never mind.
DeVosol.
I'm so sorry.
I've been lobotomized.
DeVosol, one too many fit tummy tea ads on Instagram, and he was like, "Enough is enough."
We're I don't taking... even know what that is.
I was gonna say that Marlise.
Bless you. Oh,
okay.
I was gonna actually. The thing with Marlise, like what she said with, like what, when the water source was taken by those people, and that's when she came over to DeVoe's side, you know, she, like the whole thing was like, we need to stop people from hurting each other. And then it got to the point where, like, DeVoe does basically just want to rule, like, which is totally different from what Marlise wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, he kind of, once again, manipulated her into thinking. And maybe that was always his goal, to kind of just rule, because he felt like the smarter person or the smartest person needs to be in charge of everyone. But what kind of life is that to lead?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of, even as a, for a ruler, what kind of life is that to lead where you know you control every single thing?
Yeah, and have no one, like, I feel like the most engaging conversations are the ones where people challenge you or make you think differently. So what kind of life is it to be lived if you're never having anyone think differently from you?
Which, I mean, and we can say all the logic or whatever, but what it comes down to is that he's mad. Like, yeah. he's crazy, you know? And
there's a manifesto.
Yeah.
More so than it was, like, a solution to a world problem.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a ranting of a crazy madman.
Yeah.
Who's extremely smart and, not, like, can actually follow through with things as opposed to, like, just, like, some random...
Yeah. he's a madman in that sense, and it's and that kind of justifies it a little bit, because it's like, well, that wouldn't, it's the same thing with Thanos. It's like, you want to kill off half, like, what, okay, cool, like, what's that gonna do for anything, you know?
Obviously Marlise did not have the reaction that DeVoe wanted her to have. What do we think of how she chose to handle everything this episode?
I'm glad she finally, like, put her foot down.
Yeah.
Like, three victims later, almost a fourth, but yeah.
Yeah, it was smart that she finally got in the chair
She needed to figure out her way out.
Yeah, because, you know, he was altering her mind with the tears before and everything like that, so.
I think she realized how unstable he was, and that, like, if she tried to, like, escape early, he would have just killed her.
Facts. Do we think he's going to try to put her back on the tiers at some point?
No, I think he's been resigned with saying, like, you're going to be part of the Enlightenment now. Like,
yeah, he's still, yeah. Dumb.
Yeah.
He's so far gone that it's just like, all right, well, the Enlightenment will come for you too. Facts. Which also is just one of those things where it's like, his love for power was greater than his love for Marlise, which is sad. But once again, we realize that they didn't have this epic love story that we thought they did, which, you know, it kind of sucks, because I think it would have been more emotionally compelling if it was really like this really epic love story. I think it would have been a little bit more resonating.
Yeah.
This breakup. Because it's like, okay, yeah, she finally left that abusive relationship, because even way before he became the Thinker, he was somewhat emotionally manipulative. So yeah, she finally got the courage to leave, like, 10 years later. So, I don't know.
I feel you. And then, before we do news and gossip and predictions, we got our girl back for another little cameo.
Yes.
A snippet.
Do we think she's done? I still think she's done.
Parker.
I think she's done. 5,000%.
Purple lightning with orange?
I mean, iris and berries.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Both lightning. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was kind of cool.
I like her mannerisms. I feel like they're very Barry. I wonder if Jessica actually just watched
Grant Gustin
act and then was like, okay, I'm going to
play off.
Probably.
Yeah, and I
it'd be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, I thought I think she may be Dawn for sure because of the mixture of the lightnings. I also noticed it seems as though Iris seems to be the only person who hasn't met her yet.
Yeah.
Who hasn't laid eyes on her. As soon as Iris came up close to the door, she walked away. Everyone else has seen her except Iris. Even at the wedding, at the cafe, everyone's bumped into her. Except Iris so far. And I wonder why that is. Either I'm worried. I guess we can get into predictions. But I'm worried that there's a reason why she, her face fell and why she refuses to be around Iris.
I wonder if it's maybe that Iris, I feel like moms have a connection to their kids more so than anyone else. And I feel like it would almost be Iris be
you're my kid.
Yeah. It would be Iris would somehow be something's not right here. Maybe that's what she's trying to avoid.
Or maybe Iris is dead in the future, that really just throws her off. I mean, Iris does die in the comics. Yeah. I mean, not for long, but she dies in the comics. So that might be a plot line that they're going with of some sort.
We're trying to kill Iris again.
I mean, hopefully it's not the same way as the previous season. Because in the comics, there's this cool thing where Iris is from the 30th century or something. Yeah. She was placed in a different time. And if we go back to the whole playing of time thing, that could be a thing. So... whatever it is, she has to have a connection to Iris, I think, because she's just not trying to be around her. But then I kind of got thrown off because she knows when Cecile's going to go into labor, which is 21 days from that episode. And then she was to let you know that you're so special. And it's what's that connection that she has to them? Maybe Joe is her grand, her grandfather. Yeah. Maybe.
Because I feel like everyone's trying to throw us off. I feel like they're trying to throw us off by, Joe and Cecile's baby being a girl as well. And I feel like people are maybe. No, I don't think.
That would be another disappointing thing to me.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense as far as because she's obviously a speedster. I feel like it wouldn't really make a lot of sense for her to come from Joe and Cecile.
Yeah. None.
I don't know, though. Because then maybe that's why they gave Cecile powers, so then it would suddenly make sense that she would have a metahuman baby.
That'd be so contrived. I mean...
That would be annoying.
It's I don't know. It's the carriage before the horse type of thing. We want to do this, so let's make this. I mean,
what works or not.
Yeah, what's the significance of that if that's the case? I'm holding out that, that's not the case.
I also am holding out for that. You have some news and gossip.
Yeah. I did want to reference, and I know some people don't but West Allen had that mini talk, and that is what helped Barry get the breakthrough for the satellites. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
It's always great when Iris, we get a West Allen combo.
Live for it.
Iris giving her pep talks.
The best. And also telling her to stop counseling other couples.
Right? Barry was all up trying to play Cupid and trying to fix that. And it's Barry, you can't fix everybody.
His pep talk wasn't even that good tonight. He had a pep talk to the team and it was kind of just really?
Why? When was that pep talk?
I think it was right before Iris' pep talk.
Was it?
Yeah.
They didn't give me music or anything.
I wrote it down. I was just this is a really bad pep talk. Yeah. I'm why would this inspire anybody?
He basically was hey guys, we're family. Yeah, your brain's not working. Yeah, you don't have powers. Yeah, you and your girlfriend probably gonna break up. But we're family.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was. I was like, that would not get me inspired to do.
Yeah, there was anything. No. Yeah. But I feel like we should start paying attention to the talks and rate them or something. Yeah, just was this a good one?
We'll make a new segment this time.
this didn't work because I didn't even remember that because I usually notice them, but because they didn't give a song, I was okay, this isn't.
I think there was a reason behind it because then he had a speech about we're barely hanging on, barely hanging on by a thread, and I don't think he was saying it, and he didn't even believe it himself.
Facts.
Man.
Man.
I mean, DeVoe's done a number on Barry, though, if we think about it. It's just, I mean, and then when they kept, you know, honestly, I couldn't help but roll my eyes every time they were like, we need to get Cisco and Gypsy to do the thing so we'd be one step ahead of DeVoe. We can surprise DeVoe. I just, you never
y'all will already surprise know.
DeVoe. Like, that's not a thing at this point. I don't know what else can be the thing, but that's not it. Like, you will, you're not a step ahead of this guy at all.
At all. And, I
and I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to beat him now. I mean, that hasn't, you know, I mean, the warped enlightenment aside, I still don't know how they're going to beat him.
Lightning bolts apparently hurt him. And then the vibing, two people vibing him at the same time, I guess, was looking like it worked.
I feel like they have to stop trying to get a step ahead of him and just get on the same playing field.
They just need to fight him.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they almost fought him before Caitlyn came and messed it all up because she just had to get Killer Frost back. I mean, yeah, that threw everything off. But, I mean, it looked like they were almost going to, you know, beat him at that point. And then, like, it seems like each time he's gotten out, it's been like a, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's, ugh. All right. News and gossip. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Start thinking of your predictions, Zach. TV
news. Okay, so the Flash boss promises mystery girl answers in the finale. Like we were just talking about, who is this mystery girl? And Todd Helbing tells EW that you get the question answer as to who it is. There's actually an extra little bonus where something happens where you'll realize exactly how she'll play a part in the future. Grant Gustin actually reveals that he already knew who she was throughout most of the season, although he did not know during the wedding. He says, I've known since before we started this season, Grant Gustin says of her identity. It's been the thing that I've been most excited about all season, which sounds ridiculous because it's really a season 5 thing. I've spent all of season 4 being excited about this thing we're going to do in season 5. So that's really awesome. So maybe he's a little over the Ralph stuff and whatnot. The other thing is Candace Patton predicts West Allen will have a long, healthy marriage.
Yes.
So anyone who's anti-West Allen, sorry, on The Flash. And Candace Patton is opening up about Barry and Iris's recent wedding on The Flash inside her new feature in Bellow Magazine, where you can see some of those. Yeah, model. She says, at the end of the day, the fans are super happy that we finally had our fairy tale ending and ended up together. We are. And Barry and Iris are pretty stable for the rest of the season. They do have some small relationship bumps just in terms of working together and figuring out the dynamics of that. But I think we can hope for a long and healthy marriage between Iris and Barry.
So. I live. She just posted a photo that she got braids. And I'm like, can we get that Iris in season 5? Can we get Iris with some Poetic Justice braids? Please.
No, that'd be awesome.
I would love it. All right. It is time for predictions. Zach, I have given you some time for predictions. I'm going to give you a few more seconds, though. While Zach is baking on his predictions, make sure to like this video right now. If you are listening to us via iTunes, give us 5 stars. Four stars for the seasons we've already had and 1 star for next season.
Cool.
Bam. Do it right now. I'll give you 2 seconds. Ready? Okay. It should be done by now.
Yeah, it did.
Cool.
There's only 2 likes on YouTube, but it's cool.
Are you ready, Zach?
No, there's 4. You have to refresh.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yes.
Go.
Amulet is back next episode.
Oy vey.
I know. But she's like spicy and it's cool. It's fun sometimes.
Spicy like chicken.
I feel like she's going to kind of... turn cheek a little bit, and we'll get to see more of her, you know, process from like a bad guy into a good guy a little bit. Obviously she's going to be working with Team Flash next episode because everyone wants to defeat DeVoe, but I think coming from that point afterwards, whenever DeVoe gets defeated, I think she might be one of those members that come in back and forth like part of the rogues that help out Team Flash from time to time. She might prove to be a better good guy than a bad guy. That makes sense. You like that prediction?
I dig it.
All right.
Chauncey?
I think Jessica Parker is playing Dawn. I think that's who she is. I think she is Iris and Barry's kid. I think something happened to Iris somewhere along the lines, and that's why she doesn't want to face her. So that's my prediction regarding her. And I am still very baffled on how they're going to beat DeVoe at this point. I don't know. Like, suddenly they're saying that Amulet is, like, is unable to be affected by DeVoe's powers somehow. I mean, but her powers are just basically throwing rocks. So... I'm just...
It's a dumbed-down Magneto.
I mean, I'm just wondering how that's going to work, so...
I still stand by my... I think Cecile's going to peep the metas inside DeVoe, and they're still going to be able to somehow, like, salvage that.
I don't know, actually, because I did read somewhere that Ralph is not coming back for season 5. That is done.
They're also... I don't think he's necessarily coming back for season 5, but I also don't think he's dead for good.
No, I think I read somewhere that last voiceover that we had was it for him.
I also read that certain things were going to happen in Infinity Wars that didn't happen. So exactly. I don't believe anything.
Exactly.
Oh, snap.
Touché. Don't trust the internet.
Touche.
Oh, snap.
I'm still really...
Where's Valkyries?
Right?
Facts. Thank you.
Where's Valkyries?
Ant-Man anyway. And Wasp.
Anyway.
They got the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Apparently they're really tiny in Wakanda.
Facts. All right, but I still kind of think that about Cecile. I do think that it's Dawn and
Valkyrie died.
No, let's not start this.
We're a DC show. I'm not trying.
Sorry,
not trying to fight.
Put it down, Zach.
Not trying
to reel it back in.
I'm pretty sure it was on the ship.
Don't fight in words.
Anyway, so you were saying something about
I think that's Dawn. I agree with yours. I'm not looking forward to Amunet because I think she's annoying.
No, nobody likes Amunet. So she's gotta go.
I don't even know how she's playing into it. That's it. Go see Infinity Wars. But yeah, that's my prediction. I don't really have...
How many times have you seen it?
I could only muster up seeing it once because it was actually traumatizing for me, and I've been trying to go see it.
I'm trying to see it again.
Yeah, and it was just...
see it again.
It's a long movie, too, so it's like... It's a lot of emotional abuse. But... Where can the people find you if they can't find you in a movie theater?
Cool. My name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2.
Hey, and this is Chauncey K. Robinson. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Chauncey KR and also on my bi-weekly show, The Bloody Breakdown. And I have Guyana, Where Death Lives, as my most recent movie review.
Ooh. Cool. And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. Make sure to hang out with me tomorrow night for another CW show, iZombie. And we will see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.